Recorded Books and RB Digital present Aqua Alta by Donna Leon, narrated by David Colacci. For Guy Santalucia. From Don Giovanni, Mozart. Dalla sua pace la mia dipende, quel che lei piace vita mi rende, quel che le incresce morte mi dà. Se ella sospira, sospiro anch'io, e mia quell'ira, quel pianto è mio, e non ho bene se la non la. My peace depends upon hers. What pleases her gives me life, that which pains her gives me death. If she sighs, I will sigh as well. Her anger and her sorrows are mine, and I have no joy unless she shares it. Chapter 1. Domestic tranquillity prevailed. Flavia Petrelli, the reigning diva of La Scala, stood in the warm kitchen and chopped onions. In separate heaps in front of her lay a pile of plum tomatoes, two cloves of garlic chopped into fine slices, and two plump-bottomed aubergines. She stood at the marble counter, bent over the vegetables, and she sang, filling the room with the golden tones of her soprano voice. Occasionally she pushed at a lock of dark hair with the back of her wrist, but it was no sooner anchored behind her ear than it sprang loose and fell across her cheek. At the other end of the vast room that took up much of the top floor of the 14th-century Venetian palazzo, its owner, and Flavia's lover, Brett Lynch, sprawled across a beige sofa, bare feet propped against the far arm, head resting on the other, following the score of I Puritani, the music of which blared out, neighbors be damned, from two tall speakers resting on mahogany pedestals. Music swelled up to fill the room, and the singing Elvira prepared to go mad for the second time. Eerily, two Elviras sang in the room. The first, the one Flavia had recorded in London 5 months before, and who now sang from the speakers. The second was the voice of the woman chopping the onions. Occasionally, as she sang in perfect union with her own recorded voice, Flavia broke off to ask,
"Oof, whoever said I had a middle register?"
Or,
"Is that a B flat the violins are supposed to be playing?"
After each interruption, her voice returned to the music, her hands to the chopping. To her left, a large frying pan sat on a low flame, a pool of olive oil waiting for the first vegetables. From four floors below, the doorbell rang.
"I'll get it,"
Brett said, placing the score face down on the floor and standing.
"Probably the Jehovah's Witnesses. They come on Sundays."
Flavia nodded, brushed a strand of dark hair from her face with the back of her hand, and returned her attention to the onions and to Elvira's delirium, in the midst of which she continued to sing. Barefoot, glad of the warmth of the apartment on this late January afternoon, Brett walked across the beamed floor and out into the entrance hall, picked up the speakerphone that hung beside the front door, and asked,
"Chi è?"
A man's voice answered, speaking Italian.
"We're from the museum, with papers from Dottor Semenzato."
Strange that the director of the museum at the Doge's palace would send papers, especially on a Sunday, but perhaps he had been alarmed by the letter Brett had sent him from China, though he certainly hadn't sounded that way earlier in the week, and wanted something read before the appointment he had grudgingly given for Tuesday morning.
"Bring them up, if you don't mind. Top floor."
Brett replaced the phone and pressed the button that opened the door four floors down, then walked to the door and called to Flavia across the weeping violins,
"Someone from the museum. Papers."
Flavia nodded, picked up the first of the aubergines and sliced it in half, then, without missing a beat, returned to the serious business of losing her mind for love. Brett went back towards the front door, paused to bend down and turn over the corner of a carpet, then opened the door to the apartment. Footsteps approached from below, and two men came into sight, pausing at the bottom of the